recently caught up with Brian Palmer, AAT past president and tax policy advisor, to record a podcast. We were talking about technology as a driver of change in the finance profession. We started out by talking about AI, but ended up discussing the whole nature of the accountant-business relationship and the opportunities we all have to provide value.
Yeah, I always shudder a bit when you talk about AI, because I mean that's artificial intelligence, and what we're really talking about is machine learning. Artificial intelligence is the ability of machines to start to think like a human. Machine learning is about learning from repetitive tasks that change and the nuances to make the changes so that the programming can get, you know, the algorithm gets cleverer at really understanding what is going to be required from it. So it could be like a transaction is picked up from, you know, streamed into the software, and it is then kind of allocated to a cost center. And over time, the algorithm will work out more precisely where it should go based on maybe the value, maybe on certain wording.
I noticed the other day with the standard provisor that other software is available, that Xero are claiming a 70% success record in predicting expense code.
Yeah, sure. And I'm sure, as we were talking about, other software being available, Receipt Bank, I would think, are fairly sort of kind of, because their whole thing is about, capture of receipts, and then interpreting what it means. So, yes, that's the way we're going. So what does it mean to the accountant? I think, in a way, if it goes right, it doesn't mean so much to the accountant as in do they need to worry about it, as opposed to saying, well, that's a bit, it takes them away from mundane tasks where they're being automated. Don't be frightened if that's been happening pretty much through the whole of last century. So, and spread up with the advent of the PC, and has continued to go. And this is just the next iteration.
It's a good example. I know it's a very specific example we've just used, but no one is going to lose sleep over the fact that they're no longer able to categorize expenses for themselves. It's not a job that we're going to regret losing, is it?
No.
It's great to have it automated. Do something better with your time.
And I did a little bit of review when I was doing a talk to an AAT branch on the whole impact of this, and I looked at the growth of the number of accounting technicians, and I can't remember precisely. I think in about 1999 they were about just under 100,000, and now, members and students, and now it's about 130, 140. So, and all that time, while all this automation has been going on, it's actually made the need for people to interpret the end information more important than ever. So accountants have moved off being, and I mentioned this earlier on about being reactive, looking historically at compliance data for tax purposes, after a point when really them doing that has been much use to their clients, other than to tell them the tax liability, to moving them into a position where they are looking at data in more or less real time, advising their clients on changes they can make so that it will impact on their bottom line within the financial period. So accountants are moving from the old traditional accounting to a more consultancy management accounting area.
That seems to me to be a really important shift for accountants to make. There are all sorts of tools that enable you to analyse data in much more dynamic and interesting ways. Yeah. And after all, the role of a management accountant has always been to understand and analyse data and present that in a way that helps managers to make decisions. And the tools make for making that easier and easier. Mm-hmm. But for the accountant to stay at the centre of that process, they have to stay up to date with the latest developments in what the technology can do for you. Otherwise, you see large firms starting to talk about hiring management science graduates out of university rather than accountants, and saying, look, you know how to manipulate the data. Yeah. We'll get this stuff from you. We don't need an accountant. Mm-hmm. For me, what an accountant's always added is that they don't just manipulate the data, they interpret it well, because they understand the implications of it.
You're absolutely right, aren't you? And I think there is this whole growth of a new industry that you're referring to there. But yes, the accountant's role is still going to be there. One thing I just want to come back on slightly was, this will automatically, I think the way the software is going, this management information is coming out, is just going to be produced for you by the software companies. It would be written into their software, so you're not going to do a lot of work to get it. All you're going to need to do is to refine it for reports for your clients. But by and large, if you write a report for one client, it will work across the piece. So it will look like bespoke reports.
Yes. Yes, and of course that's entirely valid because for each of those clients, they get the full value from that.
Yeah.
I think accountants have been for a long time guilty of always charging on the basis of the number of hours that they spend doing something and not on the basis of the value that they provide to their clients. But I guess that's getting into a whole different...
But I think you're right. One is, yes, there are those that are just doing it on the value add. The other one is, I think the industry is moving into a fixed fee arrangement so that you kind of get all that agreed up front and then you only charge extra when there is something which is maybe capital gains tax work or something like that. But you let the client know that that's coming. And I think that's a better place because you're more like, if your pricing's right, then you're likely to keep the client. Whereas if you only hit them once a year with a bill, they're likely to...
And also if you become more efficient and more able to reproduce work from client to client, then you see the benefit of that rather than always just handing it over to your client.
Yeah, and if you bear in mind your old annual bill was based on the compliance model, where really I'm saying the accounting year had finished by 6-7 months, so you're telling somebody what they already lived through and can't affect the year that they've done, probably can't affect the next year particularly, then you tell them what the tax liability is and then you're giving them the bill. That's not a hugely great relationship, whereas the one we're moving into, whereas you're getting the data collected, largely automated as much as possible, and so you're then able to look at the exceptions and the things of interest, advise clients in real time.
I think that's got to be stronger. And actually, I can see that I tend, when I'm thinking about that, to think about the larger picture of that, about the way in which we forecast and budget and take the big view of the future. But actually, there's a voice from finance that needs to be heard in all the tiny decisions we make, in pricing decisions, in production decisions, in the way that where we source and outsource different parts of the workflow. The finance department has a voice in all of that. And too often accountants kind of still reporting on the historical stuff don't have a chance to have a word in that, in those kind of micro decisions.
And you're not the first person to say that to me recently, and I think you're right. I mean, what you're identifying is that the value of the accountant will actually go up because they'll be talking about the real time or modelling what can go forward rather than so historic, that it's too late.
Certainly the predictions of doom and gloom that I occasionally read about the number of accounting jobs that won't exist in 5 years' time after technology takes over, I tend to take with a pinch of salt because I think that's a very passive way of looking at the marketplace. I think there are a lot of tasks that aren't going to need to be completed anymore, but there's a much bigger piece of headroom for what an accountant could offer in terms of value to an organisation that we've never had.
The way I reconciled this sort of thing, and I think you're right, in my head was when I started working as an accountant, I went into an office which was on a floor above a reasonable size retail outlet, and there was probably 40 people in that room. That office is no longer there now. The number of people required to do that job is down to a handful, and yet at the same time, the demand for accounting technicians has grown significantly. So it's an opportunity rather than a threat.
One door closes, another door
opens. Yeah, and you'd be doing much more interesting work. The reason there aren't those number of people there anymore, you don't need that many people to do bank reconciliations in the way that you used to. You don't need so many people to do sales ledgers and purchase ledgers. When you think when I started, a lot of that was being written into a ledger still. That just doesn't happen anymore.
There's an awful lot of work, actually, which challenges, I think, some of the model of the way that we train as accountants. Mm. That I can see a big challenge around that firms have always used trainees to do a lot of the donkey work.
Yeah.
The bank reconciliations and the vouching of invoices. Yeah. That work doesn't need to exist. We need to rethink the way in which we bring people in. We're going to need them to get to higher value work earlier in their working life and a training as an accountant.
And I was engaged with a little round table discussion not so long ago, and one of the things that came out from that was yes, we need our new people coming in to be ready to hit the ground running, rather than giving them because they won't stay. If you if you throw a bank rec out there, get on with that for a week.
It used to be the way, didn't it?
Yeah. I can remember doing that somewhere. It never seemed like I was going to get to the end of the job. People won't do that anymore. That's just not the way of the world.